Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. After a 10-4 win, the Mets take out the Yankees tonight, earning a split in the first part of the Subway Series, the Bronx portion of this year's Subway Series. And the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Scoring started immediately for the Mets against James Paxton. Just didn't have it tonight. Paxton's been battling some knee trouble over the last month or so, and he would give up a double to Jeff McNeil to start this game. J.D. Davis then singled, pushing McNeil to third, and then Pete Alonso would push everybody home.
2-2 to Alonso. Paxton sends now the pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit to left field. This ball is launched, and this ball is gone. A three-run homer for Pete Alonso. Into the bullpen and left center to the right of the 399 mark. For Alonso, his 22nd home run of the year, already just four away from tying Darryl Strawberry's rookie record for the Mets. Three batters for the Mets here in the first inning. They've all hit, they've all scored. Mets 3, Yankees nothing.
A good start for the Mets. 22 home runs for Alonso, second most ever by a National League rookie. Before the All-Star break, Bellinger at 25 in 2017. Of course, Alonso just four behind Darryl Strawberry's Mets rookie record for home runs in a season. Strawberry at 26 in 1983. And the Mets single-season home run record, that's 41. Well within Alonso's striking distance at this point, as Alonso's got 22, not even really close to the halfway point. Still, for the Mets, they have 14 games before this season is halfway over, and Alonso's three-run poke gave the Mets a 3-0 lead. The Mets would add to it in the top of the third to chase Paxton from the game. Walks would get Paxton in trouble, base on ball to Alonso, then to Frazier, and then Michael Conforto would extend the Mets' advantage.
2-2. That's lined toward the right center, a base hit. Alonso gets to third. He's being waved home. Gardner picks the ball up in the outfield. Streaking to third is Frazier. Alonso scores standing up. Michael Conforto in the lineup against James Paxton, and he delivers an RBI single to give the Mets a 4-0 lead.
Wilson Ramos would then pop a ball over the head of Gio Urshela at third. That brought home Frazier, giving the Mets a 5-0 lead. And Adany Echevarria would be the last man Paxton faced tonight.
Two balls and two strikes, two outs, two on. Pitch. Echevarria lines toward left center. That's falling quickly. That's a base hit. Around third, Conforto's waved home. Gardner will throw the ball toward third. Conforto scores. Adany Echevarria bloops a base hit to left center. And the Mets have three runs here in the third. They lead 6-0, and James Paxton's night is over.
Paxton would come out after 2 2/3 innings, 6 runs allowed on 7 hits, both season highs for Paxton, plus his shortest start of the year, as Paxton had not allowed an earned run in his last 4 starts here at Yankee Stadium, but he was tattooed tonight by the Mets. 6 runs, 7 hits, as Paxton came out and Chance Adams would enter for the Yankees. He would get the final out in that top of the third, and Jason Vargas took a 6-0 lead into the bottom of the third inning, but DJ LeMahieu would lead off with a single. Luke Voit walked. Gary Sanchez had a base hit, and the Yankees loaded him up for Gleyber Torres.
1-1. Torres grounds left side into left field, a base hit. Pass to diving Rosario, LeMahieu scores. Voit is held at third, and the Yankees just keep going station to station. Single, walk, single, single. They're on the board at 6-1 Mets.
The Yankees would get a couple of more runs batted in that third inning on ground ball fielder's choice outs from Clint Frazier and Gio Urshela. The Mets bullpen was active as Robert Gsellman got loose. Jason Vargas was suddenly only ahead by 3, but he would get Cameron Maben to fly out to right, And after that, Vargas settled in a big way. Plus, the Mets gave him some more offense in the top of the fourth inning. Jeff McNeil blooped a ball over third that Gio Urshela dropped with his back to the infield. Urshela was given an error. The Yankees committed four errors in the doubleheader today, and they would pay for this one thanks to J.D. Davis. 1-0. Davis, it's a high fly to right. Backing up Frazier. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone! A home run! To the opposite field for J.D. Davis. A short porch and right, well, that's what it's all about. And it's to the Mets' advantage here in the fourth inning as they take an 8-3 lead on Davis's seventh home run. J.D. Davis went the other way, a two-run home run. Tonight's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour doing sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. After that home run by Davis, the wind came out of the sails of the Yankees, and Jason Vargas was able to settle in, knowing he had a nice lead to work with again. He put up a zero in the fourth inning despite allowing two hits. And then he would work back-to-back perfect innings to finish his night as Vargas lasted through six with three runs allowed. A quality start as he painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The Mets were not done scoring after that Davis home run in the fourth. Carlos Gomez would find the short porch and right as well.
2-2 to Gomez. Swinging a high fly ball to right. This one's got a chance. Frazier back at the wall. It's gone. A home run for Carlos Gomez to the opposite field. That one a couple of rows deeper than the one J.D. Davis hit. But for Carlos Gomez, it is his third home run. And the Mets have opened up a 9-3 lead.
Three home runs from the Mets in this ball game. For every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Gomez to the opposite field. He went deep. And the Mets were nursing a 9-3 lead at that point. Vargas, after six innings, would give way to Jerry's Familia, who struck out the first two batters he faced for a single by Gary Sanchez and a walk to Gleyber Torres. Clint Frazier, though, would bounce into a fielder's choice to end that inning. Seth Lugo struck out all three batters that he faced in the bottom of the eighth. The Mets would tag a run in the ninth. Ahmed Rosario doubled home Luis Guillorme. And in the bottom of the ninth, Brett Gardner hit a leadoff homer against Drew Gagneau, but Gagneau would retire the next three. And the Mets would win 10-4 to earn the split in this series against the Yankees.